There has been a lot of economic policy in roughly the last year. Some of it has been very deliberate, like when Republicans in Congress and the president passed the big tax package at the end of 2017.
And some economic policy was made as part of a broader negotiating strategy, like the tariffs used by the Trump administration in its trade war with China, where those tariffs are a part of an attempt by the U.S. to force China to agree to new trading terms.
And then there was the U.S. government shutdown that ended last Friday after 5 weeks. And this was just a mess.
Not deliberate.
This was not planned. But like those other policies, the shutdown also had consequences for the U.S. economy. And measuring those consequences is kind of why the Congressional Budget Office exists. The CBO is part of the government that provides analysis about the economy and the federal budget to Congress. And it is nonpartisan.
Which does not mean that everyone agrees with the CBO's conclusions. Nonpartisan does not mean non-polarizing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but most everyone does take the CBO's conclusions seriously. And that includes Stacey and me. I'm Cardiff Garcia.
And I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. And this is The Indicator from Planet Money. Earlier this week, the CBO released its estimates for how much direct damage the shutdown did to the U.S. economy. So in a way, this is like the government's own in-house analyst looking at the effects of that same government's own dysfunction. So today on the show, we look at the costs of that dysfunction, what we know and what we don't.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Asana. Asana is work management software to help teams organize everything they do so they can focus on the work that matters most. Try Asana free for 30 days. Get started at asana.com/indicator. Support also comes from Yahoo Finance Live, 8 hours of free live streaming news without cable or a subscription. Tune in for the news you need about your money, accessible wherever you go.
Okay, so first things first, today's Planet Money Indicator is $3 billion. According to the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO, the shutdown directly and permanently cost the U.S. economy $3 billion in lost economic activity. You can pretty much stop listening now if you want.
Cardiff! No, lots you should of definitely other... keep listening. So many treasures to come.
Yeah.
At
lots
your
of
own
other
peril.
Great NPR podcasts is all I'm
Wait.
Saying. Yeah. I'm just kidding. Don't stop listening. That is only part of the story. We are now going to tell you the rest of it.
So during the 5 weeks of the shutdown, 800,000 government workers were not being paid. And of those workers, about 300,000 of them were told to stay home and not come into work. They were furloughed, so they were not providing the services that they usually provide. The rest of the 800,000 were still working, they just weren't being paid. And so those workers also had less money to spend on all the stuff that people usually spend money on, like food and rent and entertainment and gasoline.
And also, a number of agencies within the government were not being fully funded during the shutdown, and so those agencies also could not spend money that they usually spend on contractors. Contractors are companies that provide all kinds of goods and services to the government. For example, some contractors help federal agencies with their computer systems. Other contractors provide cooking and janitorial services to federal office buildings, or they might provide security guards. Still, other contractors do certain kinds of research. There's all kinds of things they do, and there are thousands of companies like this. And these contractors were not being paid, and neither, therefore, were a lot of their workers.
For the 5 weeks that the shutdown lasted, the fact that workers and contractors were not being paid had a direct and negative effect on the economy. But most of that effect was temporary. Now that the shutdown is over, those 800,000 federal workers will get back pay for the 5 weeks of the shutdown, and the federal agencies will get their expected funding, their own version of back pay. In other words, these agencies can resume paying contractors. And so the negative effect of the shutdown will mostly be offset as money starts getting paid out to workers and contractors.
Mostly offset, though not fully offset. Some of the economic activity that was lost during the shutdown will never be recovered. About $3 billion worth. Again, that is today's Planet Money Indicator.
And again, you can stop listening now if you want.
Now, if you're this deep into it, you might as well keep going.
That's true.
You missed your chance. The exit was way back in the highway.
Now you'll just be missing the payoff.
Right.
And the CBO explains the most obvious place where the economic activity was lost. And that is in the hours that those furloughed government workers would have been working, and in the services that those workers would have been providing during those hours. Now that the shutdown is over, those furloughed workers are back to work and providing their usual services, but, you know, they can't go back in time and do the work they missed.
$3 billion, frankly, is a tiny, tiny amount in the context of the overall U.S. economy.
It sounds like a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, if I had $3 billion, I'd be quite
not
happy.
Here. Yeah. You'd be broadcasting the indicator from an island.
I haven't seen our latest download numbers. Who knows? Maybe we're on our way there.
Bonus.
But the U.S. economy this year is expected to produce about $20 trillion of goods and services. So, according to the CBO, we're talking about an amount of damage that's roughly just 0.02% of the economy. Now, that doesn't make life, obviously, any easier for those workers that did suffer without a paycheck for 5 weeks. But in terms of the overall economy, it's just not a big effect. We will, however, just add quickly that the reason there was a shutdown in the first place was because the president wanted $5.7 billion in the budget for a border wall, and Congress did not want to include that money. And so the shutdown ended up directly costing the economy more than half of that amount. And the problem still wasn't solved. The dispute still wasn't resolved. So we're not here for the politics. You can make of that what you will. We're going to keep plowing ahead with the economy.
But can you put a dollar amount on principle? I guess
if you're a politician,
$3
you're supposed
billion dollars. To. You know? I guess that's true. But the CBO also said there was a lot of stuff that its estimates could not measure. Effects that were either uncertain or indirect or both. So, for example, yes, federal workers are now getting a paycheck again. But the experience of having struggled without one for so long might lead them to start saving more money, spending less money. And that could mean slower economic growth in the short term.
A second example, some federal government agencies guarantee or, in some cases, give out certain kinds of loans to people and businesses. For instance, the Small Business Administration guarantees loans to, well, small businesses. And those loans were not being processed during the shutdown. Small businesses, therefore, might have changed their plans for the future in ways that are really hard to know, and thus also just hard to quantify.
A third example of an indirect or uncertain cost of the shutdown is that the federal government probably lost some of its credibility as a stable employer. This could mean that it will have to pay workers a little more in the future to hire them and keep them on staff, lure them away from the private sector, because workers will demand more money to take a job that feels less stable to them than it might have before.
And a fourth example is one that's really quite close to our, like, collective Planet Money indicator heart. Some of the government agencies that publish economic data were closed during the shutdown, and so there has been a big delay in the release of economic indicators that some businesses rely on to make their decisions about how much money to spend or invest.
This has loomed very large at the indicator. Cardiff has been talking about this quite a bit.
I mean, when there aren't indicators coming out and the name of your podcast is The Indicator.
We've had some meetings about it. And finally, there is probably some economic damage that we don't understand yet. It's just too early. For example, a lot of people who work at national parks were furloughed, and so there's been some damage to the parks from trash accumulating and some other things. And cleaning up that mess might actually cost more money than it would have if the parks had just been regularly maintained for those 5 weeks. Plus, the parks lost money from entrance fees that they might never get back. But again, it's too early to know.
But one point made by the CBO is that all these negative effects, both the direct and indirect effects, likely become worse the longer a shutdown goes on. And that's something to keep in mind, given that the government has only reopened for 3 weeks and the clock is ticking. And if the president and Congress don't agree to a spending deal within that time, a whole new shutdown will begin.
And thus a new set of indicators.
Those indicators better come out first. Those other ones.
We will post the CBO report at npr.org/money. This episode was produced by Constanza Gallardo and edited by Patty Hirsch. Willa Rubin is our intern, and The Indicator is a production of NPR. Now you can actually stop listening, right?
It's over.
We're done. There's nothing left.
Right. You can listen to the closeout music.
Listen to the closeout music. It's good music.